What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Where are we? We're on episode 8. How exciting is that? We are a couple weeks away. I'm like pretty close to being like a full month into the podcast, which is very exciting. For YouTube, if I look any different, it's just because I didn't put eyeliner on today. Just wasn't feeling it. So you're going to deal with it. So I was so excited because yesterday I did something for the first time in a long time. I left the house. I was so excited just to do whatever regular errands. I needed to go grocery shopping. I mean, there was the whole King Super strike, right? And that has ended and workers have gone back to work. They came to an agreement. It's like a 3-year agreement. And so I was like, okay, like we are bare bones over here. We need to go shopping. So the boy came home from work and we got to go shopping and we got to leave the house and run a couple of errands together. And I very quickly realized that based on that experience, I just need to keep staying my ass home. Oops, I said I was going to try to stop swearing for my mother. I'm going to try, Mom. I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're going to see what happens. But I do need to stay home. I quickly realized that because, I don't know, there was just like a couple things that was just like, maybe I shouldn't be here. Grocery shopping, we were out of a lot. We also had like King Supers, they send you coupons and stuff. And because a bitch is on a budget, I'm like, let's look at these coupons. Like, what do we need? And then what's cool about King Supers, one thing I really do like that they do is that they send you coupons based on previous purchases. And it's a lot of the time like coupons for things that you normally buy. So we used a lot of them, but when we were grocery shopping, going through, trying to get things, because like I said, our pantry and our fridge is just like empty. We needed everything. Apparently, everyone needed everything too, because there was a lot that was like not in stock at King Supers. I'm talking very basic, like even pasta. Oh gosh, ramen. Ramen was off the shelves. Ramen had only a couple flavors available. It was chili, shrimp, and beef, which apparently those are the three flavors that people like the least, but those were the only ones available. No pork, no chicken. But I just thought it was interesting that, yeah, the grocery store, there was just like a lot that was out or very limited amount that was out. But yeah, there was a lot of like empty shelving and I was like, this is kind of weird. And I know a lot of it has to do just with the pandemic and what is it like supply chain stuff. And it was just weird. And it's just like, wow, we're 2 years in the pandemic and grocery shelves are still low on things. And it's, you know, a chain reaction due to COVID stuff. And it was just weird. It was just really, really weird. So there was that happened at the grocery store. Also, I felt terrible because I was that person checking out at the grocery store. So we went up to, because it was such a gigantic cart full of stuff. We went over to the cashier and they checked us out. But like I said, I had those coupons. So at the end, I'm like, oh yeah, I have these coupons. So the girl, she tries to scan the coupons and like it wasn't working. So she had to call someone over and I'm just like, I hate being an inconvenience. I hate being an inconvenience for anyone else, especially. But also it was just like, like, I just want to get out of here. And like, well, we got to call someone else right now. So they had to call someone else. And then that person also couldn't figure it out. And then they had to call the manager. And it was just like a whole thing. They had to like enter each coupon in manually because like for whatever reason, it wasn't working on their computer. So it was just like, get me out of here. So grocery shopping's boring, but it was just like those things that were happening. And I'm like, I just want to go home. And since we were at the grocery store, which by the way, going to the grocery store, what was it? It was a Wednesday after work hours. It was like 4:30, 5 o'clock, the best time to go to the grocery store because there really was not that many people there and it was awesome. But anyway, afterwards, while we were there, because we were there for a hot minute, I was like, I don't want to cook dinner. Like, I know now we have food to bring home and I could cook dinner out of the stuff that's here, but I don't want to. So we decided to treat ourselves for dinner. And there is a Chipotle that's nearby. And so we're like, okay, we'll just like throw in a quick order at Chipotle. And so got the app on our phone and we put in our order. It was like a quick order, whatever. And then we'll pick it up as soon as we're done here at the grocery store, go pick up our Chipotle. Then we'll go to the pet store and then we'll pick up our dog food and then go home and eat and chill. that was not quite the case. It can't just be that easy. So we get to Chipotle. I get out of the car. I was like, I'll run in. I'll just go grab it really quick. It's on the like to-go order shelf. Should be no problem. So it was like 3 minutes past the pickup time and the order was not on the shelf. So it's like, no problem. Like, I'll just wait. Maybe like it's a couple minutes after, but like whatever. Like, I'm not a Karen, guys. So I'm waiting there. And then this other lady, she had her phone, her app open to show that like she had a pickup order. And I noticed that her pickup time was the exact same as my pickup time. Like, I looked on her phone and it was the exact same time. And so she was like asking about her order to one of the workers there. And I overheard in their conversation, he was like, oh yeah. He's like, I'm so sorry. There's a delay in our orders right now because when you placed your order, there was like a 15-minute window where our system went down and you happened to place your order during that 15-minute window. Luckily, the orders did push through, but they didn't push through until afterwards. And so we're behind on everyone's order. We're so sorry. And I was like, my pickup time is literally to the minute the exact same as this lady's pickup time. So I also placed my order in that 15-minute window of when their system went down. Like, of course, like that, how annoying is that? And like, we were in line waiting to check out at King Soopers. We placed the order, we got there. Like I said, it was just a couple minutes late, but this lady was asking and I'm just like, I need to go home. This is why I don't go out to places, because then stuff happens. So it was just like, okay, I need to go home. I need to stay home. Never mind. We're cooking dinner from now on because, you know, whatever. It was just like a series of minor inconveniences. But when they add up like that all in a row, you're like, I don't want to be here. Like, I get it, universe. I see the sign. I'm going home, bitch. I got it. Shit. I mean, oh my gosh. I'm trying not to swear. What a fail. You know what, mom? I'm sorry. I need to give it up. I just need to be myself. I'm going to swear. Deal with it. So that was my experience just trying to get out of the house even a little bit. Like, how sad is it that I was excited to go grocery shopping just to like get out and do something different? Like, I'm so bored, you guys. I just really want to go to a restaurant, but I just don't fully feel comfortable with it right now. Maybe soon. Maybe soon. Soon, you know, whenever numbers go down. So there were a couple of headlines in the news, in Denver news, that I kind of wanted to go over. This first one, it's going to get me mad. Children's Museum of Denver temporarily is shutting down after anti-mask anger towards the staff. You guys, really? The sad part is, this is the parents. This is the parents ruining it for their kids. This is a place for children to go. And of course they want to be safe. There are a lot of touch points as well at the Children's Museum. And so all they were asking is that your children also wear a mask while they are there exploring and learning and doing whatever kids do at the Children's Museum of Denver. Parents have a freaking issue with that. They're pissed that their kids have to wear a mask during a pandemic that is still going on 2 years freaking strong. And they ruined it. They ruined it for their own kids and other kids who were all cooped up. You know, if the one time they go out and they do something, it's the Children's Museum of Denver to just go and have fun and play. Nope. Parents ruined it. So good job, F you parents. I just, like the staff, and I'm assuming that they did it for the staff. You know, like the staff, they're not paid enough to deal with your bullshit. They're not, straight up. And so I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's just worth the effort, saving the money on electricity or whatever. We'll shut down for a little bit and not have to have our staff be berated by some dumb fucking mom who is screaming about her kid wearing a mask. Like, your kid's fine, dude. And if they're not fine, then maybe they shouldn't be going out in public right now when it's still a little dangerous with COVID. And of course, we don't want to risk our kids getting sick. Stay home. You don't want to wear the mask? Stay home. You don't want your kid to wear the mask? Stay the fuck home. I've had it, dude. I was just so had it. So parents, good job. You ruined it for the kids. I hope you feel really great about yourself. Another headline that's such a bummer because I love this place so much. The Irish Snug on Colfax is now closed. They announced their closure. It was a little bit sudden, like they announced it and that was it. It wasn't like, we're gonna close in 2 weeks, so come say your final goodbye. It was like, nope, we're donezo. They do blame the pandemic, that they just, you know, weren't bringing in enough money. And I mean, I just said it a little while ago, like I'm guilty of it too, that I'm just not going out to places right now, just especially with Omicron, you know, just tearing through things and getting a lot of people sick and the numbers going up high. I know I also said in the last podcast that I heard that Omicron numbers are starting to go down low, which is great. But I'm guilty. I'm guilty of not going out. I'm guilty of not going to my favorite bars right now. I'm guilty of not going out to eat right now, which it sucks for the business. It sucks so much. And so part of me, like, I feel terrible. I want to go out. I want to support these places, but I also just want to keep myself safe. And so it's just, it's hard. You can't win either way. You can't win, and it sucks. But yeah, the Irish Snug, I love that place. It's right there on Colfax. They have a little patio area. It's the best to sit out on the patio in the summer and just people watch because it's Colfax. But such a freaking bummer. And if you haven't been inside the Irish Snug, they're like super freaking cool. I'm really hoping, and it sounds like that they are looking to sell, and hopefully they sell to someone who doesn't ruin it. I really hope so. I hope that they sell it to someone and they keep it the Irish Snug and just keep it as their bar and just try really hard. You know what I mean? Like, I understand for the owner, it was probably been really, really hard the last 2 years to try to keep business up. I hope someone can swoop in, basically keep everything the same, because it is a successful bar. They did host events. One time I went in there with the boy and his mom. His mom was in town and his stepdad was in town, and we took them there and we just went there just for a drink. You know, this is one of our favorite little spots. Let's go for a drink. We'll grab some, like, I don't know, something potato Irish appetizers, and then just hang out. And then all of a sudden, we didn't realize that they did this. They have a day where just a bunch of people come in with their instruments and just play together. And it was really cool. And it was like Irish kind of folksy music, but it was so cool because we're just sitting at the table. And then all of a sudden, all these people just start to show up and show up and show up. And yes, this was before the pandemic, but still, they just started to show up. And then all of a sudden, they're just like playing this like authentic, cool Irishy folksy music, and it was awesome. So I don't know. I know that the Irish Snug, and they also have a basement too that they do events and live music and stuff like that. And it's just a really cool bar. And so I'm super bummed about this one. I really, really, really hope this does not end up to be like their next door neighbors over at Tom's Diner when they shut down because of the pandemic. They sold it to someone, and these people are making apartments out of this really cool freaking diner that I loved to go to at 3 a.m., wasted off of my ass, but I wanted some good breakfast food, and they were open and right there on Colfax. And man, I'm so bummed out that Tom's Diner is like turning into apartments. Screw that place. But yeah, I really hope that that does not happen to the Irish Snug, because that would suck. That would suck a lot. And the Denver Broncos have a new head coach. It was announced on Thursday morning. Nathaniel Hackett, previously of the Green Bay Packers, is coming over to Denver to be the head coach for the Broncos. Yeah. I've talked about this before. I don't know nothing about sports. I'm not here to like analyze or give analytics or like statistics or how is he gonna do, blah, blah, blah. I'm not here for that. I'm just letting you know that's the headline. I'm sure you know about it. I know that there's been a lot of mixed reactions, a lot of negative reactions, of course, but the only positive reactions, which is kind of funny, the only positive reactions are about potentially bringing Aaron Rodgers to Denver, to the Broncos, because of obviously like the link there with the Packers. So I'm wondering, actually, if that does happen, because I don't know anything about it. I'm not going to pretend to know anything about it. All I do know is that Aaron Rodgers is like a pretty decent player and a lot of people would really love to have him. And so if he came to Denver and, you know, with the relationship he had with this new head coach for us, if he were able to bring him here, I know that that would be a positive thing. I know that that would be probably a good thing. But I also know that there's been a little bit of controversy with Aaron Rodgers and vaccines. And Denver, I mean, not all of Colorado, but Denver specifically, I do know is pretty like pro-vaccine. Go get vaccinated. And we require it for a lot of different, you know, sports things. And it's over at Ball Arena. It's a requirement to be able to go in. You have to have your vaccine card. And so I'm wondering, you know, if that would be one of the stipulations. If we brought Aaron Rodgers over to play for the Broncos, are they going to make him get vaccinated? Because he's pretty adamant about not getting vaccinated. So just curious. Oh, I totally forgot to mention this in the last episode because I'm an idiot and just like ramble and don't stop and it slipped my mind. Oh yeah, I launched a website. I launched a website specifically for this podcast, just a place to go where, you know, I can put up more things about the podcast. For example, in last week's episode, I talked about my friend who runs the Radio Fam, and it's like a great resource for people in radio to transition from radio or how to fix your resume. And it's actually a lot of really good information for like resume building just in general and how to word things. And I made an article about it because, you know, that links to the last episode and it's just somewhere to link stuff that you might hear in an episode. I might put some stuff like extra information on my website. So that website is available. You can find the link on my link tree. It's available in all of my social media bios. No, I'm not going to give you like the full www.whatever.com because I'm doing this on a budget. We talked about that already. And I just decided to do like a free website. So it's something like wix.com/nblanco321/thenina. I don't know. I don't freaking know what it is because it's free. So I don't have like a full domain to throw it at you. So it's in my bio on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, everywhere. If you just click the link in my bio, it'll give you a bunch of options and you will be able to find my website that way. Okay. I know it's complex, but again, I'm doing this on the cheap. Another thing that you will be able to find on my website, which I wasn't going to put this in the podcast. I was just going to throw it up there on socials, but I thought, you know what? Why not? So last month I had a company reach out to me. They're called Van Gogh Vodka and they wanted to send me a little something in honor of like Galentine's Day that's coming up. And they sent me, it's four different vodkas. They're all different flavors. And they sent me like a recipe card to do different recipes for these different vodkas. The flavors are regular vodka, double espresso, Dutch caramel, and Dutch chocolate, which all those sound good. And the recipes that they like gave me with all of them, oh my God, sounds delicious. And they also paired it up with, it's cookie dough, edible cookie dough from a company. It's called Cookie Dough NYC. And they sent me samples of their cookie dough. And this cookie dough, what's really cool about it, it is fully edible without having to bake it. Like, you know, they say like, don't eat raw cookie dough because of the egg and it can make you sick. Well, this doesn't make you sick. They totally encourage just eating the raw cookie dough that they have here. The flavors I got are chocolate kiss, espresso crunch, salted caramel, and the packaging is super cute. And they just did a collab together. And so they sent me these, but they are giving this away and you can enter to win this. It ends on February 1st. So I know I'm giving you a little bit short notice and I apologize for that, but go enter it right now. There's a link on my website or you can just go follow Van Gogh Vodka, G-O-G-H, Van Gogh Vodka on Instagram and go enter. Why not? Free stuff, okay? It's Friday, so let's get into it. A new documentary came out on AMC. It's called Secrets of Playboy. And the big news out of this is, I mean, we all kind of knew that Hugh Hefner was kind of gross, but like Hugh Hefner is like really kind of gross, guys. He used to secretly record everyone, like pretty much everyone, having sex, like from his Playboy bunnies living in the mansion to celebrities who would come and visit and athletes who would come and visit. And it's gross. I mean, the most disgusting part of this is like, I guess he had something called Pig Night, where he'd hire prostitutes to come and have sex with all of his friends and people that he'd invite over. Like, Pig Night? Really? Ugh. Rumor has it that when Hugh had a camera out, that some people got really uncomfortable with it, and they said, hey, can we get the camera out of here? Like, I don't want to be filmed. What are you doing? And Hugh would pretend to turn the camera off, but he never hit the stop button, and he would record them anyway. That's not okay. Ex-girlfriend Holly Madison, who we know and love, said that he would walk around with disposable cameras at parties as well, and he would take pictures of girls either like passed out from drugs or alcohol or just wasted off their ass, which I'm not so sure he had permission to do. He was just doing it. Holly said she was terrified to leave the mansion for fear of revenge porn. And look, I'm all for the sex industry. I really am. Do you, boo-boo. But there are still some boundaries, and I feel like that's the part that people don't seem to understand. There are still boundaries. Just what? Just because they're a sex worker that you don't have to have boundaries? No, that's not okay. The only good thing out of this story is Hugh's widow, who he actually married, Crystal Hefner. She said in a tweet, quote, "I found thousands of those disposable camera photos you're talking about, Holly Madison. I immediately ripped them up and destroyed every single one of them for you and countless other women in them. They're gone." Holly did reply with a thank you, but that was about it. So I guess good, those disposable photos are gone, but there's still the rumor of cameras and like video cameras, videos floating around somewhere. Who knows? So that's disgusting. Revenge porn is never okay, whether it be an ex-girlfriend, someone you know personally, or even a sex worker that you hired. If you're secretly recording, not cool, not okay in any way, shape, or form. Neil Young. Neil Young is beefing with Spotify. Neil Young gave Spotify an ultimatum earlier this week. You either pick him or Joe Rogan. He is not happy that Spotify gives Joe such a huge platform to spread misinformation about vaccines and COVID-19. But Spotify, they made a $100 million deal with Joe Rogan. So the probability that they're going to pick Joe over Neil, it's pretty obvious, right? And that's exactly what happened. So Spotify has removed Neil Young's music from their platform per his request. SiriusXM, though, they have picked up on this and they saw an opportunity. So they created a Neil Young channel streaming his music 24/7. I know what you're thinking, like, Neil Young, who cares, blah, 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 whatever. But actually, he's like kind of a big deal. He's like one of the original rock stars. He's had a lot of music out. And listen, I know he's an old timer now, but that's besides the point. Still a powerful person, still has a lot of really cool music that he has been able to give to the world over the years. Meanwhile, Spotify is trying to do some PR for this. They supposedly have removed 20,000 clips containing false COVID information on the Joe Rogan podcast since the start of the pandemic. I didn't say that incorrectly. 20,000 clips within the last 2 years that needed to be taken out, spreading misinformation on vaccines and COVID on Joe Rogan's podcast. Ugh, it's disgusting. I do think it's pretty badass that Neil Young is using his influence and his power to hold a company and Joe Rogan responsible for what they're doing. I didn't quite work out for him, but it is an example of what celebrities could try to do with their power. They could come together. I was hoping maybe other celebrities would follow, but it's very, very unlikely that any celebrity will follow with what a powerhouse Spotify is. And awkward. Yeah, you might be listening to this podcast on Spotify. Look, I don't have nearly as many listeners as Joe Rogan. He's the largest podcast in the world, probably the biggest podcast that will ever be in existence. Who knows? I have no power, but you definitely know how I feel about it. Get vaccinated. Get your vaccine. Stop with all this madness. My goodness. Okay, that does it for episode 8. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I know I say that every time because, like, for real, like, thank you. Like, I am just a person. You know, I'm just like an unemployed former radio person. You know what? No, screw that. I am still current. I'm still a current radio personality. Screw that. My bad. I'm just not currently working in radio, and I'm just a regular freaking person. And I started this up, and I've used my own money to start it up, and I signed up for a free platform to get it up on the internet, and you guys are actually listening, and it like really does mean everything. It means everything. So thank you for listening and supporting and following, and let's just hang out together more often. Let's do this podcast thing more often and keep it up. And I will continue with all of my stories. And you continue talking to me. Talk to me. Follow me on Instagram. Slip in my DMs. Talk to me about the episodes and stuff, because I do that. People do that. I will respond to you, unless you're like a gross guy being weird and gross. And I don't respond to you most of the time. But if you want to have like an actual conversation and just be like, hey, I thought this was cool or whatever, talk to me. Talk to me on Instagram at the Nina Blanco. Till the next one, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Grab that breakfast burrito because you deserve it, mamas. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.